from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Cole Bishop. It is a shoulder injury for Cole.
It's a day-by-day process, as I say all the time. We just got to continue to stack days and get ourselves ready for when the time comes that we're actually going to keep a record.
No one has earned a job yet. You know, everyone's fighting for a job. So, really just coming out here, competing every day, trying to get better, trying to, become a better version of myself, try to help this team as much as possible.
But I'm happy with where we're going at the defense.
Mike Danger.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar.
It's a lot of fun. It's a privilege to be out here. Hopefully you're enjoying the content. We're enjoying giving it to you and providing you with it.
Gene Battaglia.
Zubaz. Zubaz. That's why I want Josh to come out with, 2 years ago, the red helmet. Last year, something metallic blue. Like, he came out with, gray or silver or really, no. Like, let's step it up here.
Zubaz. Be the one, yeah.
Zubaz.
I'm actually going, no helmet tomorrow.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher University. Buffalo Bills training camp, day 7 in the books. And our guest today, I mean, Cam, I guess we call you the Swiss Army knife of the Buffalo Bills, right? Whatever they ask you to do, you're going to do it. Cam Lewis.
100%.
Stopping by. How are you, bud?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So what is your title on this team?
Wherever you want me to be. That's exactly what it is, yeah. I can do play inside, outside. If you need me to go to the corner, I can do that for you. Play 4-core special teams, man. Whatever I can do to help this team win, that's what I'm going to do.
Do you feel like the veteran guy, the old guy here? It's year 6 now. You've been through these camps before. You've been around these guys for a while now, Cam.
Yeah, it's crazy to even say that, man. It's been flying by. Yeah, 6 years now. Kind of one of the older guys in the defensive back, room. So, yeah, I'm trying to, go with the role now as being that kind of leader, vocal and set an example,
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different here, obviously, without Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde.
Most definitely.
Do you find yourself being more of a teacher to these younger guys?
Yeah, because I was that same way coming in, especially my rookie year. Our defense is a lot. It's a lot of moving parts, a lot of communication. So the guys ask questions and they listen. So, like I said, I've been in the defense for 6 years now. Not a lot has changed, but when they have questions, I for sure give them the answers to it, help them out.
Now, I know we said you kind of do it all, but, I mean, are you still playing at corner? Are you responsible for learning both safety positions, nickel as well? I mean, talk about your role there in the defensive backfield.
I learn it all.
Learn it all.
Yeah, I learn it all. We meet together majority of times, and then we split, but yeah, I learned it all. Whatever, like I said, whatever they need me to play.
Well, how many meetings is that for you then?
It varies. it varies. Sometimes I'm with the nickels. Sometimes I'm with the safeties. Like I said, we all meet together to start it off. So we all hearing the same thing, all communication. So a lot of the stuff is kind of interchangeable. But, safety, you're doing more talking. Nickel, you're doing a little bit more talking, but you're in the run fits a lot more. And then corner, you're just doing a lot of listening, listening to your safety, listening to your nickel. Listening to the mic. So, I'm learning everything, man. Whenever I can do, like I said, whatever I can do to help, That's what I'm trying to do.
I'm going to label you team guy. Buffalo Bills team guy.
Yes, sir.
Cam Lewis is our guest here. Special teams, the kickoff question. We're going to see this tonight in the Hall of Fame game. We're trying to learn this as fans and reporters. What's it like for you in the kickoff rule and getting everything down here?
It's different. It's for sure different. You can't come down with that full head of steam like you used to. You got to make your move real quick now. You only got a five-yard cushion now, but a lot of stuff is going to happen faster, a lot faster. So it can make or break your team. You can use this to your advantage, get some big returns, and prevent people from getting big returns, or you can give up a lot, and it can really hurt your team. So we're trying to use this to our advantage, communication-based, being all on the same page.
What can you share with us about how the Bills are going to react to this new rule? Because it really feels like the wild, wild west, and that some teams might go bigger guys out there. Some guys might go speedier guys out there. I mean, you got a combination of everything going on with the Bills. What can you share?
Yeah, it's still early. You know, we still got a lot, you know, that we're doing a trial and error of. But, yeah, like I said, it's early. And then preseason games, you still won't get everybody's best stuff because it's, you know, preseason. Everybody not trying to give away the good stuff going into, you know, the first 4 weeks of the season. So, yeah, we're just throwing everything out there, just trying to see whatever you know, return teams can throw at you and stuff like that, and just playing off of it. But like I said, it's early. We still got a lot of reps to go. It's a learning process, especially throughout the year. It's going to be a learning process.
Yeah, one of the storylines, Cam, is the safeties, the injuries at the position. I mean, nothing serious, but enough to get us talking with Mike Edwards not available today, also Cole Bishop. I want to ask you about DeMar Hamlin because mm-hmm. it's a player that we all know in one way, but what is DeMar like as a teammate?
A really good guy. Great teammate. A baller out there, man. He's doing his thing. I don't know if you guys have been seeing him out there. He's been doing his thing, communicating, making plays on the ball, man. That's a guy that can play some football. I think a lot of people have forgot that, especially about, you know, his incident and stuff like that. But that guy can play some football, man. And if he has that chance to start, man, you're going to see it.
Cam Lewis joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia live from St. John Fisher University and Buffalo Bills training camp. Now, being that you're entering year six, you've been here through some changes.
Right.
I'm curious to know the differences between Leslie Frazier's defense and how he ran things. Last year, it was Sean McDermott. Now you've got a guy who just oozes energy, at least from what we can see in Bobby Babich.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the differences between the three coaches.
You get a lot of the same similarities because our philosophy hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Since then, but like you said, just I feel like the difference between McDermott, they're all super detailed in what they want to do, and they want us to play fast, they want to play physical. But the thing that you get from Bobby is the juice level. Like he's always high energy, and that kind of feeds everybody feeds off that, and everybody want to, you know, replicate that type of energy. So that's the only difference I've seen, because like I said, everything has kind of been the same. We want to play fast, we want to play physical, we want to take the ball away. Everybody's preached that, all three defensive coordinators, but the juice level is for sure contagious.
Yeah, Cam, you beat the odds. I mean, as an undrafted free agent, UDFA, now in year six.
Yes.
What would be your advice to any other undrafted free agent just entering the league now?
Be quiet, listen, and learn, and high effort. You shouldn't want to make the same mistake twice. If they correct it one day and it come up the second day, you should make that correction. You know what I'm saying? So control what you can control, really. High effort, like I said. It's just every opportunity is a blessing to be out there, and just make the most of it.
Any of the guys on this current roster that you're taking under your wing and kind of playing that mentor role that you've been here a while now?
I guess TC, T Couch, he asks a lot of questions. And a lot of other guys, they ask a lot of questions too, like Xavier, wide receiver, some keys, especially special teams wise, ask a lot of questions. They want to learn, so that's a good thing.
What's it been like going up against really a lot of new pieces here on the offense as we're kind of trying to figure out where they all fit? What's it like as you got a front row seat to this?
It's good. You know, a lot of guys bring different things, especially I like Keon, and I like Curtis Samuel too. They're different, especially in the releases. Keon can go get the ball, especially contested catches, man. I love to see it. And Curtis, he's fast, man. it's a little deceiving at first, man, but he can move, man, and he got some good routes. So it's a good thing to see for our football team.
Cam, while we have you, we know how important giving back to Buffalo is to you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in the community?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my football camp going, especially for next summer. And then I'm giving some cleats away to some Little League teams and stuff like that. So just trying to get back any way I can. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have like a toy drive coming up this Christmas as well. Just trying to get back to the community here in my hometown in Buffalo. I mean, Detroit.
Cam Lewis, Buffalo Bills everything, team player.
And we caught you. You said your hometown, Buffalo. You're one of us, man. You could say you're from Detroit. You're from Buffalo now,
been
man.
Been here for a while, man. Almost, yeah.
Cam, you're the best. Stay healthy. Good luck this season.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Buffalo Bills, Cam Lewis stopping by the sports bar right after practice. That's earlier today here at St. John Fisher University. We welcome you back into the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Yeah, as with the injuries here at the safety position, I didn't think that Cam Lewis's roster spot was ever going to be in question, but I think that it's a certain, and it's a good lesson in life, right? You do different things, it makes you more valuable, and that's what Cam Lewis can do. He can play corner, he can play the nickel position, he's learning both safety positions. You're going to see him on the field in various roles.
Any good relationship is based on a foundation of trust, and it's clear that this coaching staff trusts Cam Lewis. And to your point, I mean, if you want to be a success, I'd say like 80-90% of work, you just show up and say yes. You show up and say yes, and a lot of things just kind of take care of themselves.
Yeah, and you know, to his, I like the answer he gave. Like, okay, what advice would you give to any other rookie free agent trying to be quiet?
Listen.
Yeah.
So Cam Lewis is somebody that has made the most of his opportunities here as an undrafted free agent product out of the University of Buffalo, and you know, seems like he's destined to have another productive year contributing in any way that they ask him to contribute to this Buffalo Bills defense and special teams.
Yeah, he's as curious, I think, as we all are, what we're going to see coming up Bills Bears. Oh, there's a game tonight,
yeah,
too.
That's right. I put out a little trial balloon to my family. I just, you know, sent out a text to the family group chat. Who's excited to watch Bears preseason football tonight? Where's my cricket sound effect? Because that's what it was. It was, yeah. And I get it. If watching an entire football game of backup players isn't your brand of vodka, I'm not going to judge you negatively for that. But I'm excited to see what that kickoff looks like. And I think a lot of players are excited to see what that looks like and how teams will vary how they deploy their personnel for those plays. It could be something that changes the way we watch these games moving forward.
Do they cut away to Diggs on the sideline in street clothes tonight?
I think Diggs probably gets some time.
Yeah.
I think Caleb Williams probably gets some time. I'm going to get a little emotional when Devin Hester gets his moment. And I might get a little emotional when Steve McMichael gets mentioned. I know he won't be there, but I'm sure that there's a beautiful vignette that they've produced for Steve McMichael, which will probably get me right in the feels.
Are you watching indoors in nice, comfortable air conditioning, or is it a Garagio night?
Well, let me tell you something, Gino. I'm glad you asked, because it feels like it would be a Garagio night. But because we've been out in this heat all day, I might opt for the climate-controlled temperatures of the basement. I might go down to the tank and watch it down there. I'm still kind of torn. I guess it'll be a game time decision. We will have the ceiling fans cranked the moment I get home. Those things will be circulating some air in the garage,
yeah,
for
sure. Yeah, if you're not, let me make this clear. I'm not complaining, but we're outdoors all day. This is we're watching practice. It's hot, and we're in the Pelicano Pavilion. At least it gives us some shade right now.
Well, along those lines, and it was another hot one today on the practice field for the Buffalo Bills. It was nice to see a guy who exited practice early on Tuesday and was actually driven to the hospital in an ambulance because of the heat back on the field today, and that's offensive lineman Alec Anderson. Appeared that he was out there without any limitations, a full participant, just a couple days after taking that ambulance ride with heat-related symptoms on Tuesday after Bills practice there. We still haven't seen Chase Claypool return to the practice field. He's dealing with his toe. Ty Johnson was working off to the side as he recovers from a hamstring. He didn't practice today. Mike Edwards as well, week to week with his hamstring injury. And yes, the news that we learned earlier this morning from defensive coordinator Bob Babich is that rookie safety Cole Bishop is now also week to week, as is Mike Edwards, with that shoulder injury that he suffered Tuesday in practice.
Underrated sports broadcaster cliche. It's getting late early. It's getting late early here for Chase Claypool. He's got to find a way to get on the field, and then when you get on the field, you got to find a way to make some plays, because as we talked about with Joe Marino, you do the exercise right now, and Matt Collins is a lock. In fact, we talked to more people, like, it seems like he's going to be a captain, yeah, on special teams. All right, then who's number five? Well, Marquez Valdes-Scantling comes with a price tag. You've also got KJ Hamler. And Tyrell Shavers.
Everybody's raving about Tyrell Shavers.
Yeah, so, and not to mention Justin Shorter, who was kind of the unknown. Point is, like, there hasn't been anything that Claypool has said, hey, this is I'm worthy of a position right now, but that's the one injury. Mike Edwards, I think, is on this team. Certainly Cole Bishop is on this team. Can't say the same for Chase Claypool.
Yeah, well, no one cares when you're right, but the guy did quit on his team earlier in his career. So we'll see if he gets back on the practice field.
No one cares when you're right.
Nobody cares when you're right. We'll see if he gets back on the field with that toe that's been bothering him. It's tomorrow night. It's the return of the blue and the red. The team takes the show on the road. Well, on the road to back home, I should say, from here at training camp at St. John Fisher to Highmark Stadium. And, of course, all that comes with that, a great experience for fans. To see their team practicing and scrimmaging tomorrow.
Yeah, and I pressed Josh Allen today what color helmet he's going to come out in, and he's like, no, I'm not going to come out with any helmet.
No helmet. Yeah. He gave you a next question. He didn't want to answer the question.
Yeah.
That's a good question, Gino. When you get the next question, they don't want to answer the question. You touched on a nerve. You hit on something.
Well, because he doesn't want the space. Might have taken away the shine. The more I think about it, that's his thing.
Yeah.
He
doesn't want to ruin the surprise. He's not going to give the surprise to you,
look,
Gino.
If I put the answer in the question, if I just said Josh Allen, Zubaz, helmet, yes or no?
He's probably not answering that question. He's probably saying next question. But that would be nice. That would be a look, right? I think that would drive everybody insane. Everybody would go crazy.
I would go with things that he hasn't done. Zubaz, metallic red.
Mm.
That would work. Maybe kind of a metallic white.
Well,
not what Green Bay did today.
I was going to say, on a day where a historic franchise like the Green Bay Packers unveiled an alternate white helmet for their... what they're calling their winter warning game, week 7 against Houston, white helmet, white jerseys, white pants. What are we doing here? We should have a red helmet. It's time. Every other team feels like, even the teams that don't need to do this, Green Bay doesn't need to come out with an alternate getup. The Bills don't necessarily need it either, but if you wanted to get the fan base juiced, yeah, bring back the red helmet. Just for a game.
I think that the Bills are one of the few teams that are... Naming teams that don't do this now, Danger.
Right.
Like the Chiefs, the Bills.
Even the Steelers, they kind of do their, they still do their alternate thing.
I'm not sure if they're doing
They'll
it
do
this year, but they've
helmet,
done it. They've
right?
done it.
Yeah.
Certainly the Ravens are going on. I mean, the Colts are with it. Yeah, we could go down the whole list
That's
here.
Right. That's right. So that's coming up week 7. The Packers wearing their all white helmets with the white jerseys and white pants. For the winter warning game, week 7. Week 7.
Winter warning.
Is it going to snow in Green Bay on week 7?
That's October, is it not?
I would hope not. Around the league, the biggest story of the day, I think, is out of Chargers camp, where Justin Herbert is going to miss some time this summer with the plantar fascia injury to his foot. He's going to be in a walking boot for a couple of weeks. They're going to slowly, you know, get him back. Through the course of the month of August, with the hopes, the expectation is that he'll be ready for week 1 of the regular season.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that an injury that's that can kind of linger and bother you? I don't know if like 2 weeks in a boot can actually make it go away.
Yeah, he'll be getting those shots pregame, I'm sure, to make that foot a little bit more comfortable come week 1. But that's the big news out of the... I mean, look, the Chargers, it always feels like the injuries just... affect the Chargers more than they affect any other team. It's a symptom of being a fan of that franchise. You're going to deal with significant injuries through the course of the season. Now, this one comes in the preseason, but you'd certainly like to see Justin Herbert out there with that offense and a new head coach and new weapons around him as well. Looks like he's going to miss the remainder of the month of August before hopefully making a return for week 1. I want to say hopefully, because I think the league is better when you have Justin Herbert behind center for the Chargers. I don't know if we want to see Easton stick at any point this year. We know what that looks like.
Well, I think the plantar fascia could be something that's just going to nag him all year. And I know for a quarterback, when you got to move around, I think the Chargers are an interesting team because they have a really soft schedule to open the season. So would the NFL love to have Jim Harbaugh back in on the sidelines of the postseason? Of course they would. Who's got a better opponent in their division? I mean, it's the Buffalo Bills. I still think the Jets offer the Bills more of a challenge than anything Kansas City is getting in the AFC West.
If you were speaking of the AFC East, if you were wondering as a Patriots fan whether or not Matthew Judon would make a return to the practice field, that happened today. Earlier this week, you might remember there was video circulating of Judon walking away from a conversation with head coach Gerard Mayo. Judon returning to practice today, and
Mr. Mayo
was asked about Judon not being there on Tuesday, and the head coach didn't really get into the specifics of that conversation, only to say that Matthew Judon would be back at practice today as he was. And a big congratulations to Tristan Wirfs. That would be your left tackle of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, getting a 5-year, $140.63 million contract extension. He is now the highest paid tackle in the league, and he will be tied to the Bucs through the 2029 season. Trent Williams in San Francisco is looking at that and saying, oh, my time to eat. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. Why would Tampa do this now, I suppose, so they're not paying the top dollar? I didn't know this applied to left tackles, but if they can get it, fantastic. Bucks are, I don't want to say a weird team, but they're a postseason team, right?
Who's their head coach? Todd Bowles, right?
Todd Bowles. They got in last year.
Yeah.
With Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not high on the Bucks.
Are we really going to buy in on Atlanta? New Orleans?
Yeah. Somebody's got to win that division, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. We do not have a division winner. Sorry.
Tariq Cohen. You remember him coming into the league and was an explosive player for the Bears his first couple of years in the league. Short statured, but man, just a burst. He will be retiring from NFL football at the age of 29. Just knee injuries and Achilles injury. Remember, Cohen was working on a video. He was working out as he was recovering from one of those knee injuries, and in the workout video, he actually popped his Achilles and went down. A guy just couldn't catch a break, was trying to latch on with the Jets and attempt to come back, knowing that there is new rules in special teams for the kickoff, but instead deciding to hang up his cleats at the age of 29. That'll be a career for Tariq Cohen. Just some of the headlines from around the NFL and around training camps. In the NFL as we continue live.
Well, I got more coming up in shots because this is a headline, a noted reporter talking about a team's quarterback situation, and it ain't good.
Oh.
I'll tell you that. Well, I mean, it's August 1st, but we'll pass that along. Hey, we got an update on the Sunday NFL ticket.
Oh.
Did you see this?
I did not.
Oh, okay. I'll put it mildly. If you're waiting to go to your mailbox and see some sort of refund.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Keep waiting.
Yeah. You might be waiting a very, very long time. We've got a well-known NBA player retiring today, too.
All right. Very good. We got that coming up with a round of shots next. We have last call coming up before 6 o'clock. You can have the final word in the sports bar when you call 866-4FAN. And our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp live from St. John Fisher College is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue and Ridge Road in Webster, aceswim.com, and by Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spenceport, and Dansville. Maddie'sMotorsports.com. All of our guests on set here in the Pelicano Pavilion appear on the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Just a week left here at St. John Fisher University for this portion of Buffalo Bills training camp. Practice number 7 today. And not out there was safety Cole Bishop. He's now listed as week-to-week with a shoulder injury. Defensive coordinator Bobby Babbage on that.
You know, finding different ways to make sure, although he's missing potentially some time here, is, you know, just making sure mentally he's staying in it. He's got the right makeup. We identify those guys. And knowing Cole, he'll do everything that he needs to do to make sure he's still in it mentally. And I know Joe will keep him along those lines too.
Next is the blue and the red scrimmage tomorrow night at Highmark Stadium. Next practice at Fisher coming up Sunday morning. Simone Biles won the gold in all-around gymnastics, second time in her career that she has won gold. The Rochester Red Wings home tonight. They take on Omaha. We're live from Bills training camp. Gene Battaglia, The Fan Rochester.
Bone-crunching hits, backboard-shattering dunks, bat flips and hat tricks, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
As we continue live from St. John Fisher University, it's time for a round of shots. What do we miss today, Gino?
Yeah, well, this is out of Patriot camp, and you mentioned how, all right, Matthew Judon was back at practice today, and that's all good, but they got other problems.
Well, back to the Judon thing just for a second. If you didn't catch it earlier this week, like, Judon's having this confrontation with his new head coach, not at practice, out in the open. You see him walk. It's just a bad look. It's a bad look that you should. It's a conversation you need to have behind closed doors.
That's right. And it's not like the Patriots are 100% to blame here. Like, Judon should know better. You don't be showing up your head coach. I don't want to defend the Patriots here. But to mention danger, they got other things going on. Yeah. How are things going for quarterback Drake May?
Huh.
Oh, boy. Yeah. This from longtime Patriots beat reporter Michael Howey. He's worked for various outlets. Quote, at times in North Carolina, people compared him to Justin Herbert. Hmm. I said, I could see that. People compared him, being Drake May, to Josh Allen. I could see that at North Carolina. Today in Foxborough, you know what I saw? The ghost of Mac Jones. Oh. I saw the ghost of Mac Jones. Oh. He was terrible. He was terrible in every sense of the word. He couldn't get anything right.
This is tough. This is going to be a tough watch. I you know, I always feel for the quarterback that, you know, is highly touted, comes out of college, and just gets put in a situation where he can't win. And I don't think Drake May can win in this situation. I think he might be talented, but we'll never know because they just don't have anything around him to show what he can actually be as an NFL quarterback. He's not too different. I mean, what we're hearing and what you're describing here doesn't sound too different than, you know, what the Bears had with Mitch Trubisky, or, you know, I mean, insert any highly drafted quarterback that just doesn't pan out. Bryce Young last year.
Okay, that's fair. And there's more than one way to kind of raise a quarterback, develop a quarterback, right? Well, if we're going looking at Josh Allen, the Bills didn't have really another option. Sorry, Nate Peterman wasn't the guy. They didn't really have an offensive line. And you know who Josh Allen's leading receiver was his rookie season? Robert Foster.
Oh, God.
Robert Foster. It wasn't until the following year, like, hey, maybe we should do something about that. They bring in Brown and Beasley, and then Diggs comes 2 years later. So,
well, you'd think if you're a Patriots fan, hopefully Drake May can live through the adversity of his rookie season. I don't think he sees the field. I don't think he should see the field. I think you can treat Drake May the way the Packers treated Jordan Love. I know that you don't have Aaron Rodgers starting in front of him, but you know what? Jacoby Brissett, knowing that this is a team that isn't going to go far, you just put Jacoby Brissett out there and let Drake May marinate a little bit. Let him get better.
Well, I think it's very beneficial for the Buffalo Bills if they need W's to make the postseason or win the division or get home field or whatever it is. The fact that you're facing those guys two of the last 3 weeks of the season.
It's a good look.
Yeah,
I also
look.
Say about the Packers and Jordan Love. I mean, I remember Jordan Love in his first couple of seasons behind Aaron Rodgers, and there were plenty of times where people would shoot footage of Jordan Love in camp just inaccurate, not able to really get anything on the football, looked terrible, and now he's the highest paid quarterback in the league. So things can change awful quick around here if you give the right amount of support, the right amount of coaching. I'm just not confident that the Patriots are going to do any of that around their rookie quarterback.
Yeah, the Patriot way is extinct. I'll say that here. If you were looking forward to getting a rebate on the Sunday NFL ticket, remember this lawsuit?
It's a big, big L for the NFL.
Is it? That might not be happening, Danger. Certainly not anytime soon. The judge who presided over the class action lawsuit filed by the Sunday Ticket subscribers against the NFL said the jury did not follow his instructions in determining damages.
No.
Now, yeah, so the damages tripled, $14 billion? No. Okay, so where does the story go now? No one really knows, but one option on the table, Judge Philip Gutierrez, could order a new trial because the 8-person jury came up with their own calculations for damages.
Well, that's good because I'm going to sue them. I'm going to sue Judge Philip Gutierrez. I'm going to sue Bill Belichick. I'm going to sue everybody for the Sunday ticket. I just want to watch the Jacksonville Jaguars on my team. I want to watch them every Sunday, and I can't do it because of this judge, and I can't do it because of Roger Goodell. I'm going to sue him. I'm going to sue Bill Belichick. I'm going to sue Matt LaFleur.
Why Matt LaFleur? Why are we suing Matt LaFleur and Bill Belichick?
I'm suing everybody. Very mean. Roger Goodell was very mean to me when I brought up the Sunday ticket. He threw me down the stairs and my glasses broke. I can't see. So you're saying we shouldn't hold our breath for any sort of damages?
No.
Punitive damages. No.
Can you imagine if there's a new trial?
I mean, look, this is just so NFL, isn't it? I mean, it just kind of reeks. It just doesn't feel, it feels kind of rigged. Doesn't it feel a little bit rigged that you know, you had a verdict and now, oh, no.
The judge could just be like, yeah, you know, it doesn't sound right.
Jury did it wrong. Can we get a do over on this one? Oh, God, gross. Whatever.
Yeah. We mentioned Simone Biles winning. We have an old man medal alert.
Oh, good.
Yeah, new segment here.
Old man, how old is old?
51.
All right, so
51-year-old getting medal. That's pretty big.
That's the cream filling in a Danger and Battaglia sandwich there.
Right in our wheelhouse. But Yusef Dicek is from Turkey. He's in his fifth Olympic game, finally gets a medal. Well, for what, you ask? Well, he and his teammate captured Turkey's first ever shooting medal, a silver, in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team competition.
Okay.
Where competitors have the pro glasses, the headphones on. This guy, Youssef, was wearing his normal glasses like you would get like a pair of readers. And this picture went viral because he's ready to shoot. And he's so calm, he's got his left hand in his pocket.
Now, I only kind of glanced at the photo over your shoulder. Is he doing the thing where you put the pistol sideways?
Yes.
He's holding it
he's
sideways.
He's kind of like doing
that's
it.
That's a
like,
power move.
It's
that's,
a power
you
move.
You see that move in like action movies. You're like, wow, that actually looked. How they shoot the gun that way looks actually pretty cool.
And this guy, he's got a full head of gray hair, too. So, like, I don't want to call him an old man. He's 51.
He's one of us.
He's one of us. Yeah.
He's one of us, and he's just good with guns. To be that casual, you just have to wonder, how much shooting does this guy actually do? My God.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to cross paths with that guy.
Nah, I'm okay.
No, after 14 seasons, Gordon Hayward announcing his retirement today from the NBA. He was the 9th overall pick of Utah in 2010. Signed with the Celtics in 2017. I think there's two things he's known for. Okay, so as soon as he signs with the Celtics, he blows out his knee, and it was absolutely gruesome. And
terrible.
Really, that kind of sidetracked his whole career. For 2 years, he wasn't right. Finished out his career with Charlotte and Oklahoma City. He also, in college danger, went to Butler, and he was the guy who had the half-court shot that just went off the back rim, or was it the front rim? Regardless, like it was right there, and Butler nearly pulling off the upset of Duke.
It's funny, you know, these guys will make these plays in you know the college game, and you'll see them in the Final Four, you'll see them during the tournament, and then just all of a sudden, like their name will pop up, and you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about it. Jalen Suggs. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Hayward. Like, you forget about some of these guys that go to the smaller schools, but they played in meaningful games late in March and early April, and you never really know. You kind of lose track of where they end up in the NBA, and you know, Hayward's been one of those guys. When that injury in Boston happened, I just remember thinking, hey, he ain't ever going to be right again.
No, and it was a big free agent signing, and that was the Celtics trying to get there. Well, they ended up doing Brad Stevens, of course, the connection there to Butler. And you talk about those guys from college. I realized yesterday, okay, there are very few things where that separate Danger and I in our sports fandom in terms of age, but I found that tight window.
Yeah, that's...
And his name... Uwe Blob.
Yeah, the Blob Meridian, I'm calling it.
Yeah, the Blob. Uwe Blob.
Uwe Blob Meridian. That's where the generation stops. That's where you've got a couple of years on me. And I feel like I really, when you drop that name on me yesterday as a code name that you have for one of your, what was it, one of your friends?
My friend who his ex... ended up with some guy that we really didn't like and then we just codenamed it. We codenamed him Uwe.
Uwe Blob. So I'm trying to like search through the memories and the back, and it's a scary, scary place. My childhood memories, and I'm thinking to myself, I had to have known that name. I had to remember Uwe Blob. What year are we talking about?
We're talking mid 80s.
I'm like
Indiana basketball, eight, nine, ten years
old, and all I'm thinking about is the NFL and football. So I wasn't really in my basketball phase then. So the name feels like it should be familiar to me, but it just misses the mark with me. I don't remember Uwe Blob.
Okay, so next time you're with the neighborhood Goombas and your focus group, I call it there. Like you say Uwe Blob, they'll crack up at that name.
As far as the neighborhood Goombas go, since you conjured them up, I did hear from Richie C. earlier today.
Oh, how's Richie C. doing?
He wanted to know that he wanted to make sure everybody knew that you, Gene, you are our resident OnStar. If you ever get lost, don't worry. In Rochester, you don't need GPS. You don't need a TomTom. You don't need a Garmin. You've got Gene Battaglia, willing and able to give you directions to wherever you need to go.
This goes back to Sal Capaccio. I'm just trying to be nice. Like, hey, do you know where you're going? You're going to Bar Bill. Sal comes to town, what, for camp and that's it? Yeah, Gene, I put it in my phone.
I have this thing called an iPhone. It's really great.
I felt like that insurance commercial. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. You've been your parents for a while now. I think we both have. It's a little bit of breaking news in the sports bar from the world of Major League Baseball, Gino, and I know you haven't seen this yet.
Ow! It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
You mentioned it. I think it was yesterday that you mentioned it. Maybe it was 2 days ago. Mike Trout's season is over. Another meniscus tear. Another meniscus tear. Angels, Mike Trout, Another last season.
Down on rehab, and then something happens, and they were vague about it, and the GM was vague about it. Now they just have to admit, okay, he's not coming back.
Not coming back. So that'll be a season for Mike Trout. The guy just can't get on the field.
Don't you feel a little sorry for him?
Look, I feel bad for a guy who's injured. I feel bad for a guy who can't get on the field, but it doesn't change the fact that he's just not a winner. What does he want?
You can't use NBA logic with Major League Baseball. I'm sorry. Oh. 1 in 5 on the court can determine the outcome.
Okay. Just name one thing that he's won. Can you? One thing?
MVP?
Two or three years.
The individual awards. He's won.
That's good. Yeah. Nice individual award there.
What have the Angels won?
Nothing. Not a winner. Not a winning organization. Not a winner. But we wish him a speedy recovery. We hope he gets back on the field soon. We have to take a break and come back. Last call at 866-4326. That's next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester. The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on The Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
You know, when we get on location like we've been here at Bill's training camp, at times I neglect our regulars on Twitter, the people that, you know, engage with us on Twitter.
Hopefully,
I feel bad.
Yeah, hopefully we're in a different environment and it's hard to keep track of everything on social here.
It'd be nice if we had a producer, but I digress. The the greatest listener of all time in The Fan.
The Gloat.
The Gloat. That would be Chuck Munchie, our buddy Chris in South Central Kentucky. He's just teasing us at this point. What is he's threatening to come to Rochester, make a run through town, and he comes, as always, bearing gifts, which is completely unnecessary. But I'm not going to lie, when he sent us the image of what he's got lined up for us, I'm calling dibs on the bourbon.
Okay, but the beer that's like aged in bourbon or whatever it is.
Bourbon barrel ale.
Yeah. Oh my!
So you're getting and I'm getting the bourbon.
I think it's a win-win.
Everybody wins. That Chris, completely unnecessary, and hopefully we'll see you soon, buddy. Appreciate you reaching out at The Fan Rochester, our handle on social media. You can also follow us on Facebook, but also our YouTube channel. You know, let's get some more people checking out and subscribing and liking and commenting on our YouTube channel. We're posting all of our videos and all of our interviews from here at St. John Fisher University and Bill's training camp on our YouTube channel as well as where you can watch us stream the show every single afternoon from 3 until 6. That's The Fan Rochester on YouTube. Also on Twitch at The Fan Rochester. And you know we sound best in the free-to-download Odyssey app or your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan.
I saw a picture today. Our guy John from Yacht Club. There.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
Captain Obvious.
So they were doing some promotion for your wife there.
Yeah, big 25th anniversary party coming up at Three Heads here at the end of the month, and Yacht Club will be the house band for that. It's going to be exciting.
Fantastic. Yeah. Like, that, the great music and the perfect beer and celebrating 25 years. And gosh.
All these worlds colliding. The sports bar and the Fan Rochester colliding with our sister station, The Buzz, and Spizzano and Sandy and my wife and Captain Obvious breaking into our studio today when we weren't there.
Right, and he's taking selfies. He's like, wow, you really do have a picture of Chuck Muncy.
Of course
there.
We have. You think we were lying? It's an unbelievable picture of Chuck. It's not just a picture of Chuck Muncy. It's a picture of Chuck Muncy after he got the crap beat out of him. He's got smelling salt, somebody holding his horn-rimmed glasses. It might be the best Chuck Muncy picture of all time. That's what we have working in the studio, John. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Love our guys from Yacht Club and appreciate their support and appreciate them listening to the Sports Bar as well. Really thankful that we had the chance today to talk to not just Cam Lewis, Buffalo Bills safety slash corner slash do-it-all, but also Joe Marino from the Locked On Bills podcast. You know, Joe makes his annual trip here to Bills training camp. We get the chance to talk to him live and in person and kind of dive into these positional battles a little bit more in depth than we usually have time to do. Always like getting his insight. Now, if you missed either of those two conversations, you can find them wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you enjoy your shows. Just search out the Sports Bar, including the free-to-download Odyssey app, and you'll find all of our guest appearances and shows listed for you there. You can listen anytime, anywhere. Tomorrow on the show, we're back in the studio. Tomorrow, the return of the blue and the red, so the team takes the show back to Highmark Stadium. But we We'll be talking to 13WAMP Sports and BuffaloPlus.com's Dan Fates.
Yeah, we'll have some other guests lined up tomorrow, too, as we're back in AC tomorrow.
Ah, the comfort and controlled climate of the palatial sports bar studios at High Falls. That's tomorrow on The Fan. JR Sport Brief on the way next.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.